Blanding resident Janet Wilcox is part of a loosely organized group of San Juan County, Utah residents who are opposed to the Bears Ears Monument proposal.
We don't see that this designation is going to add anything positive to the existing federal control that's already here.
Wilcox says there is so little private land in San Juan County that locals would not have the resources to sustain the amount of visitors a monument could bring. 8% of San Juan County land is privately owned, with the remainder owned by federal, state, and tribal governments. She says the 8% does not allow for enough local economic development and adds that a monument could conflict with school trust lands, water rights, and grazing rights. According to Wilcox, about 2,500 people are part of a private anti-monument Facebook group, and some county residents created a website supporting an alternative to the monument. But nationally, support for their views is not taking shape. The U.S. House finished its session before voting on the Public Lands Initiative. That was a bill intended to stop a monument designation by creating a less restrictive national conservation area. The question whether to designate the monument now lies with President Obama as he moves into his final days in office. Depending on what he chooses, an incoming Trump administration could make the future of the monument even more questionable. With KSJD News, I'm Austin Cope in Cortez.